You may have heard that President Donald Trump came to Cincinnati last week for one of his campaign-style rallies. Given previous rallies at which his supporters chanted, "Send them back," referring to four members of Congress, all of whom are women of color, there were concerns about how attendees to this rally and the president himself were going to comport themselves. The Cincinnati Inquirer published an editorial that addressed this issue head-on. In part, it read, "We're asking you, Mr. President, your supporters, and your detractors, to set a new example for presidential visits. Let's do our part to dignify the debate about how best to improve our nation and the lives of all Americans." And while it was reported that there were no chance of send them back, the president did continue his attack on some American cities. I was proud to have participated in a different rally that same day, a rally that celebrated American values and the right of citizens to gather and to voice their hopes and their concerns. I was asked to give one of the closing benedictions. Here's what I said that day. Let us pause. Let us reflect. Today we gathered here to raise our voices together as one and pledge ourselves anew to the vision that is our nation's mandate, a land where all are equal and the scales of justice are balanced, where liberty is our watchword, and there is no religious test necessary to proudly proclaim, "I am an American." We cannot and we will not allow those who traffic in fear or hatred drive us apart, nor dim the ideals for which our nation stands. May those here and everywhere committed to justice and democracy remain steadfast and strong. May we find the wisdom and courage within ourselves and each other to confront the issues of our time with honesty, compassion, and civility. May our coming together serve as a reminder that each of us and all people of goodwill have the responsibility to speak up, to defend, and to celebrate the principles upon which our nation was founded. May the visions of our dreams and the wishes of our hearts be fulfilled within our days. May it be so. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.